This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Tyler Buffington with the AAA Travel. We're taking a look at the impact of major changes with major airlines, including Southwest. Hey, Tyler, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, Southwest making a lot of news when they went from bags fly free, you know, we saw that in the commercials over and over and over again, to now charging $35 for your first check bag, like a lot of other airlines do. How many people that you help, whether it's traveling on a vacation or for any other reason, are loyal to an airline?
Oh, tons of people. Thanks so much for having me this morning, too. But yeah, no, tons of people. Like, they do that all the time. People have the sign up for the rewards programs, or a lot of times have the credit cards. So very loyal to airlines a lot of times. But I also have seen plenty of people, it depends on the destination, with us being here in Buffalo, finding the flights that work best for them to also get to their destination. So sometimes it doesn't matter with the airline. It's what's going to get them there the easiest and quickest as well.
So with Southwest dropping the bags fly free, how big a factor is it with the people that you're working with now? Does it matter to them?
Definitely. It has upset some people, but it is the way of the world. You know, everywhere else has been charging for bags for quite some time now, and it is unfortunate because that was a huge highlight for me personally as well. I always really enjoyed that, and knowing that if my first bag was going to be maybe a little over the weight limit, that I always had the option for that second bag to fly free. So yeah, definitely, you know, I've heard a little bit of people definitely been a little upset with it, but it's just the way the travel world's changing, unfortunately, and we all got to move on with it too.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how many people are, you know, sticking with one or will only fly another instead of just kind of taking the best available that's out there. But if you're traveling to one place frequently, is that the type of person that's more likely to kind of stick with one airline? You know, if you're constantly going between here and, you know, Tampa or something like that, and there's one airline that's really running those routes a lot, is that the type of traveler who's usually sticking with one?
Yeah, I think a lot of people definitely do that because if it's that more frequent travel, it's the more likely you're going to build up those miles or those reward points with those airlines, or even if it's not even just the same destination, but people that travel very frequently for things, whether it's visiting relatives or it's business or it's leisure, you'll definitely see that people probably start to stick with the airlines that they like the most. And even if it means maybe making a connection in some place because they have those rewards or those miles to use in those situations. I definitely see that happen a lot as well.
I'm thinking that those overhead bins on Southwest flights are going to be like almost exploding now because everyone's carry-ons will be at the absolute limit for size, right?
Yeah, and one thing that is nice about Southwest, I will say, with the carry-ons, is that the carry-on baggage is the largest of most airlines typically. It's not by much, but by a few inches here or there in regards to other airline regulations for sizes. Southwest does have one of the largest for carry-on bags, so I think we'll see an influx in that, and that people like that it is the largest of options. So I think, yeah, we'll see some more full overhead bins on Southwest, definitely.
I can't even do the overhead bin anymore. I mean, I've got one of these backpacks now that, you know, like kind of collapses down. You can try and, you know, put a bunch of clothes in it. It doesn't work for every trip, but are more and more people resorting to that? Because even, you know, some of the fares don't allow you to have a carry-on. You can't put anything in the overhead bin. And you don't want to deal with maybe having to check your bag at the gate or whatever it is. Are people even going away from the carry-on?
Not necessarily. I've definitely seen more people just kind of decide they're going to try to only do it in a carry-on. And, you know, that's why one thing we sell at AAA is we, you know, harp on the packing cubes sometimes, because those will help you fit as much as you possibly can into your carry-on suitcase, or if you are checking a bag, into that check bag as well. So maybe it doesn't weigh quite as much, but definitely see people trying to definitely do carry-on at least still. But we usually don't do a whole lot with those basic fares that don't allow like the carry-on bags and things like that, because most of the time for a lot of the airlines, it's like basic economy, which doesn't allow any of that. It doesn't allow any changes. In some ways, you don't get a seat selection. So here at AAA, one thing we always try to do is make sure you're on that flight. So whatever it means, we're trying to get you that seat selection, except with Southwest, because that still hasn't gone into effect yet. But if not, you know, adding on the early bird check-in with Southwest to try to give people the best possible seat selections and outcomes so that they're comfortable for all their travel needs while they're getting to their destination.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey,
Tyler, I'm just thinking too, you know, if you're getting on a really full flight and you're, you know, in the back end of the plane and there's no room for your carry-on and they decide to gate check it, does that cost you? Does that become a baggage fee?
I don't know if they can charge you for that. That would be something I'd have to look into a little more detail for. But that's something I don't think that they can actually charge you for. I want to say that was enacted with a lot of the new changes with the FAA and the airlines and everything. But that'd be something I had to get back to you on, because I don't know that specifically.
You know, the other item that we have this morning that we're just hearing is United and JetBlue not merging, but they're agreeing to sell seats on each other's planes on both the United and JetBlue websites and apps, kind of working together. You can use miles on for one on the other. So not a merger, but a big news, I'm sure, in the travel industry. It got us talking about, you know, with the exception of Southwest, though, where they kind of force you to. How often are people going on each individual carrier's websites? Because anytime I ever book a flight, I'm always looking on, you know, Google Flight or, you know, Expedia, Kayak, like a lot of these sites that will just like aggregate all of them for you. So you don't have to go on 15 different sites.
Yeah, honestly, that's what a lot of people do. And then when they come here and see that, because we do use the airlines websites directly, we actually have a software system that we use to look at all the flights. So we can look at United, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, American, we can look at every airline all at once for people, which is super convenient and helpful. And by us doing it, that is actually us looking at it directly with the airline. And by doing it with like an Expedia or a Kayak and things like that, there are, it's third party, so it's not directly with the airline. So if you really had an issue, that wouldn't be the best way to book your flight. We tell people that all the time, just to make sure that we're getting them. It may cost you more, but we want it, if there's actually an issue, we want to be able to handle it for people and help people out. And also, if there's an issue for them at the airport, for them to be able to talk to the airline directly. Because if you do something like that with Kayak or Expedia and things like that, people at the United desk or the Southwest desk, they're not going to help you. They're going to tell you to call them. And that is just a bigger headache and a bigger inconvenience than it would already be if you had a delay or an issue at the airport as is.
Yeah, good point. Do you think this United JetBlue partnership, is that going to be attractive to travelers?
It definitely could be. I know people that are just loyal to, you know, might be more loyal to JetBlue or United. It could be something great. I'd have to look into a little bit more. I haven't had a chance to look at it too much yet, but it could be helpful if there are any code shares with the airlines between United and JetBlue, which sounds like there potentially could be. which would be nice in regards to when we're booking flights and being able to get seats instead of having to go to United to get those specific seats that are the code share or JetBlue in those situations. That could be really helpful tool for us potentially. So I'll let you know what I find out when I get to experience it and check it out for the first time.
All right. Hey, Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. Tyler Buffington with AAA Travel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.